What's another word?
Hull or shell. Mm-hmm.
All right. We were mentioning some more kinds of nuts, and you mentioned walnut, hickory, pecan. Would you name a few others, please, ma'am?
Well, now there is another nut that I don't suppose anybody would, as not too many people know about it now. It's called chufa. C-H-U-F-U, I think is the way you spell it. It grew under the ground.
Yes, very
similar to peanut, but it was not a peanut. You ate that, but you had to cook that. You could not eat that raw.
Oh, is that right?
Little chufas. Chufas.
Is that what they used to call goobas or something like
no,
that?
No, peanuts the same as goobas.
Oh, peanuts the same. But a chufa, did a chufa look like a peanut?
Well, it grows on a vine like a peanut.
Oh, that's it.
But you do not eat them raw. You have to cook them.
Well, right.
And I don't know. I haven't heard of those in many years.
I've never heard of them. All right. What about almonds?
Almonds and English walnuts and black walnuts. We had a black walnut tree. Mm-hmm.
All right. What kind of fruit is round and it grows a lot in Florida and California, and it's called vitamin C fruit?
Had one in my hand yesterday at the grocery store, at the big market Sunday. Mango.
Not a mango. It's just something that we eat, you know, it's very juicy and we eat it practically every day.
Orange, lemon.
Yes, it's an orange. All right, and if you finish a bowl of oranges, you say the oranges are what?
Gone.
All right, what's the little red vegetable? It's a vegetable. What's the little red vegetable that we cut it up and we serve it on salad?
Radish.
Okay. What's another? It's a red fruit and it's very, very popular now. This
tomato.
What's another vegetable that we sometimes bake or fry?
Potato.
Here in the South we have a particular type of potato that we, you know, like to bake it or sometimes.
Idaho bakers.
All right, there's another one too, but this is a kind of a yellowish, has a kind of a yellowish.
Sweet potato.
All right. What do you call that? I think it's a vegetable. Yeah, it's a vegetable that's white, or maybe sometimes it's kind of a yellowish brown that you cut it open and you start to cry.
Onion.
You smell. All right. Do you know another word for onions, like maybe the little onion?
Yeah, shallots.
Uh-huh. How did that come about? Do you know?
Well, no, I don't believe I know. We had them at home all my life, but I don't believe I know too much about them.
What is it? Just
they're
a little
small,
onion?
Very small onion.
Does it have a sweet?
And it grows sweet taste. And it grows in little clusters.
Oh.
It'll be one vine, just lots of little clusters to it. That's the shallots.
Oh. Oh, that's
onion.
It something like a garlic?
No, it's altogether different from garlic, but it grows under the ground like a real onion.
Onion.
Oh, yeah, like a real onion.
I haven't seen it. How would you spell that?
Let me see. S-H-E-L-L-O-T, I think. Shallot, I think that's the way it's called.
What is some vegetable that's used in soup, and it's sometimes made in gumbo soup, you know, it's a green vegetable.
It's okra.
All right. And if you leave an apple or a plum around and it dries up, what do we say that's happened to it? You know, the skin gets all...
Shriveled.
All right.
Spoiled.
What's another... We're still talking about vegetables. What's another vegetable that's green? And to me, it looks a little bit like lettuce, but it's not lettuce.
Cabbage.
All right. What do you call the outside of beans or the peas? What do you call that outside?
Shells.
What's another word for it?
Hull.
All right. We have various types of beans. Would you name some that you know about?
Mm-hmm. We have the Kentucky Wonder, and we have the pole bean, and we have a stringless green bean.
What else do we have?
Butter beans.
Okay.
And